For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage will be Jeff Blackburn, the Tulia defense attorney, Texas Lawman of the Year, who has started the West Texas Innocence Project. Here we're talking about the West Texas defense attorney, Mr. Roach, who was indicted and convicted for using drugs on the job.
This guy was, as we know now, and as some of us knew back then, a raging, degenerate liar who, among other things, not only politically put himself out there as a big-time drug warrior, but was also running prosecutions that essentially involved highway robbery up and down I-40, which ran through two of his counties. You just pull people over, and if they didn't have drugs but happen to have money, threaten to indict them with money laundering unless they signed over the money to the government. This is an outlaw operation allowed to run completely amok, and to this day, they've just scapegoated him, they being the system players up there, the judge, the new DA, everybody that benefited, the cops, of course, the highway patrol people. All those that benefited from his behavior have chosen to simply say, oh, well, he was a drug user and a bad guy. He's, of course, been convicted and is currently serving time in federal prison. But, as usual, we demonize one individual, we single out one individual, we go after them in the system, and then we say, oh, well, the problem is solved. No. The problem that gave rise to him to begin with has yet to be solved. It has yet to even be addressed. And what we're trying to do with the West Texas Innocence Project is begin to address the system, fundamental, deep, system-wide problems that give rise to people like this and like the prosecutor in Tulia. We were fortunate enough to have a really good special prosecutor in that case, a guy who cares more about justice than he does getting along with everybody. The sheriff, much to our chagrin, just never gave us quite enough to go after him and get after him. But I can tell you that the judge's time is not done yet. The district judge in Plainview and Tulia was really, in my view at least, the prime architect of the legal disaster that ensued there. He was the prime architect of the massive violations, very systematic violations of people's rights that occurred.
These drug warriors better head down to the River of Reform for baptism real soon. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.